Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Hey Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tuf Kuf Tes. And we begin on the very bottom line of Kuf Chaf Hey Omid Aleph with the Mechaber Sif Gimel. He's telling us now, Ophos, birds, Shmemalan Osam Basar Beitzim, that you fill them up inside with meat or eggs. You're making a very fancy concoction over here on Yontif. Mutter, the Mechaber tells us, it's permissible to talk from beyond them. You can tie the bird together to hold the meat or the other things that you're putting inside of it, the eggs that you're putting inside of it, to hold them in place while it's cooking. It shouldn't fall out. You'll have to tie off the inner part of the bird that you opened up. Mishbur explains this if cotton tizvav. This is called Machshiri Yochol Nefesh. The Machshirim, Shevshal Lasos Mojalmu. This is an example of something that you couldn't have done before Yontif, because you weren't cooking this animal yet. The animal might not have been shechted yet then. And therefore, you couldn't have done this before Yontif, and you're allowed to do this on Yontif itself, because this is Machshir Ocho Nefesh. He brings down the name of Vilna Gaon, and the issue footnote number 13, he says, normally you're not allowed to tie for Ocho Nefesh. That's not normally something that is done. So how come here you're allowed to tie this off? So the Kilas Yaakov, also the Chayyadim, asks this question, Hatam Shehutrakan, the reason why it's permissible over here, Mesh ain't Tfira Ba'ochl, because there is no such thing as sowing by food. Shatfira ain't no miskayemis, because such sowing is not going to be permanent. It's going to be very short lived. Venu Nechshev is klal kemalacha shel tfira, and it's not considered, therefore, the malacha of sowing. Furthermore, Va'od, Shav Hamlocho Shalohutru Litzorach Ocho Nefesh, even items that are not allowed because of Ocho Nefesh, Lo Nesu Elokisha Oso Son Kidero Shosom Yom Rabin. They're only not allowed to be done when they're done for a permanent or at least for a couple of days. But kishein nasis bebayis avur achil bavad. But if there's something that's done in the house for that particular meal, hutru kol melachos zorach ochel nefesh. Then any melacha is technically allowed for ochel nefesh. And furthermore, vahosif shilafizeh bavad they also lit for a sock. But therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to tie together a sock kedil lahachnis ochel levash lo besocho to go and put the food inside of it. That would not be allowed. Furthermore, he says, "Mitam zeh likshor eschut hatfira bekeshesh kayama." To go make a double knot over here, that would also not be allowed. The Kilas Yaakov says that would be osur. Kivin shakshira lohutra letzorach ochel nefesh, because in general, tying is also not permitted for ochel nefesh. It's only a temporary type of a knot that you'd be allowed to do. Furthermore, ubelvin shevshal litvor esaol mibojom. If you could have tied off this bird the day before, it was shechted the day before. He says, nowadays we have freezers, so you prepare everything, you just put it in the freezer, and you take it out, and just cook it on Yontif. So he says, from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, Nochu l'hachmir, you should not tie this on Yontif, you should do everything before Yontif. Shelo l'hashos esachanoso ad Yontif. Don't wait to do it on Yontif, do it before Yontif, tie it off before Yontif, and cook it, of course, if you want on Yontif, so you have nice, fresh food. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, when do we say that you're allowed to go tie this? Who she is sakin me erev Yontif achut? That's when you did all the preparations for this beforehand. You put the thread into the eye of the needle, so it's all ready to go on Erev Yontif, and you're only tying it on Yontif. That's allowed. And Shabur explained the Siv Kotten Tezayin, Rosalomar Bibojom, you should do it before Yontif starts. Because the Imisimeno Biyontif, if you'd go thread the needle on Yontif, then he brings down in the name of the Mogen Avraham, in the name of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, you see this in Osh Yudches in the Sharat Zion. Gazrina, the rabbis made exerah, Shema Yachto Chachut Kamkin. You may come to cut the string in order to measure out an exact amount of thread over here. That would be forbidden. The whole Efshal Asos Mibojom, because that you could have done beforehand, and therefore you would be over cutting it to an exact measurement. If your guy forgot to, didn't put it in, didn't thread the needle, so then, if he brings down. Also from the Rebbeinu Yerucham, as brought down by the Mogen Avraham, that you would not be allowed to do this on Yontif, unless, if Lo Shasan the Erev Yontif, if you did prepare it on Erev Yontif, the Nilkach Vimena, but somehow the string came out, Hachot B'Yontif. So you threaded the needle Erev Yontif, and now somehow it came out. The Oz Mutol Liten Hachot B'Mach B'Yontif, then you would be allowed to thread it on Yontif, the Yachto Chanishor Achat V'Yroso, and then you can cut off the remainder, the excess, after you tied it. That you're allowed to do, Ukil Kameh, but don't cut it beforehand, even in that situation. The Mechaber continues and says, you have to be careful, v'yizar, shelo yachto chachut b'yontif. You're not allowed to cut the thread on yontif. Now we'll see, we're talking about cutting it before you knot it. After you knot it, you can cut it. V'yizar, shelo yachto chachut b'yontif, Nishbur says, sif kotin yutzayin, hainu kol matir, that's before you sew it. Lasso so so kidei midasso, to measure it in an exact amount, because that would be duhu bichlal tikkun kli. That would not be allowed, because that would be masakin money. You're fixing your utensil. However, after you sowed it, so the excess, you're allowed to go and cut that. We'll see, the minhag is to burn it. And that's what the Ramah tells us now. While you technically are allowed to go and cut it, the minhag is to go and burn it off. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is if cut Yud Ches, Pirush, the excess thread that's left over after you sewed it, that excess thread, mutar ach lach toh, you technically have to cut that, because the zet, yevshon erev yontif, how could you have done this on erev yontif? It wasn't ready. Elishon agulus, but the minhag is to burn it. The issue footnote number 14 does bring down, therefore, l'inyon chituch achot kidei lotzio kulo me'of li'ach rabishol. If you want to go and remove it all after you cooked it, so then, mutar l'chotchu, then you're allowed to go and cut it. Ba'afilu b'shabbos, that can even be done on Shabbos, because that's not called a takana. That's just, over here, a kilkel. It doesn't do any benefit, and therefore you're allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in your test tells us, after you had sewed it, then you're allowed to cut it or burn it. I will call the material also after lisrof. But before you actually sewed it, then you're not allowed to burn off even the excess. The lisrof alachtov din echad lehem. Because burning it and cutting it have one and the same din. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mutter lachtoch biyontif eged gidoyim v'ofos mikulosim v'chutim tfurim. He says one is allowed to go cut on yontif when you have bound together little goats that you're cooking, ofos of birds, mikulosim. This is from the Korban Pesach. We say gidi mikulos by the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkon Chafalif. This means sluyin roasted, rosho al krov, the head on the innards, the al kirbo, and on the belly. Nikwa mikulos, that's called mikulos. And he says, look in Rashi and Psochim, Dafnun Gimel, where it talks about the Korban Pesach, dira maskil mikulosim. In any event, so you're allowed to go and cut, in this situation, the bindings that are connecting the gidiyim or the ofos, or v'kein yicholim lisrof pesila or smarta chikoshim ba'of. You likewise can cut or burn off the threads or the smarta, that's like a shmata, the rags that are connecting the bird in this situation. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Chaf Gimel. This isn't called a tikkun kli. Now, the one Mishnah Berurah that we didn't do is Sifkot and Chof. He says, after cost of mitchila, the yizor shalo lachto chachot, even though we said above that be careful not to cut the thread, hainu kol material, that's which we said before, which we were pointed out several times, was before you did the sewing. Because mishum da'ideza misakno l'tvir, because you're measuring out the exact amount then of a thread, v'choshev misakin kli, and that's not allowed, because that's like fixing the kli, that's like making the kli. As opposed to here, mashe kein hocha, here, do achar tvir, this is after it's already been sewn. Then kantikon, there's no benefit whatsoever from cutting this. Biaf b'shabbos mutter, and this is actually allowed even on Shabbos, kidelis in shin yudalis, if tes, ayin shom atam b'mishnah Berurah, which we can see over here in the issue footnote number 15, he explains, shepsika sachut muteris, the reason why you're allowed to cut the thread here, it's not connected to the ground, and the Bir Halacha explains, shekivin shein shayach kri amanas litvar b'kriyas chutz, there's no, I'm cutting this in here to go and sew it better. Ain't Evshar or Lator, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and sew it. So even Midrabbanan lo nesa lekar, they didn't make any sort of exera over here. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Mutur l'labein, you can go and do libun. Libun is to go and heat up a metal tool, a kli, in order to kasher it. So you're allowed to, mutur l'labein b'yontif, you're allowed to go kasher a kli barzel on yontif. Why? In what situation? We'll see that it only is when you're doing libun kal. There are two types of libun. There's libun gomur and libun kal. Libun gomur is a higher temperature. Libun kal is a slightly lower temperature. And you're allowed to do this libun kal, as we will explain, when you're dealing over here with on yontif, that you cooked, for example, sha'afubo pladin. You made pladin. Pladin, it says in the Tirgum, is ke'ein ugas gvina. That's like making a cheese Danish over here. And now, pladin shel gvina, and now ve'achar libun, you want to go and bake over here yefubo pashtid shel basa. You want to make a meat knish. It says in Tirgum number 2, milu basa ben dapi isa. You have a meat knish over here, so you're allowed to go and be malabin to do libun kal, to kasher over here this baking tool that's made from metal. You can kasher it in between the milchus and the fleishus. Now, we'll point out that normally we don't allow you to kasher between milchus and fleishus. That's a separate issa. We'll get to that. That's a separate minug that we have not to do that. We'll talk about that in a moment. But here, technically, you're allowed to do libun kal from making this milchic utensil into a kashered utensil that you now can use it for fleishus. And he adds, "Ooh, kishe yislabin yitnu also al hamaychum yad." You're only allowed to do this if you're going to go when it's hot and kashered, use it right away. Now let's understand this better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah. So we first look in Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Dalet, and he says the kivan the hetera bala, since the milchik is stuff was heter. So ain tsarich libum gomer. When you have heter, you only need libum kal. When we'll see in a moment, you have nevela, so then you need libum gomer. Libum gomer is required. The kivan the hetera bala ain tsarich libum gomer shetisraf kiplasa. When you need libum gomer because there's nevela, let's say inside of there, so then you have to really burn it off. Here, when you have hetera, elasaki belibum tzas. You just need libum kal, libum tzas. Ashikash nisraf ol minchutz. The level of heat for this would be if you put a straw on top of this metal, it would burn. That's called libun kal. And therefore, levikach mutter, therefore it's allowed over here, because libun kal, the belibun kazeh, a nirek misakin kli. It doesn't look like you're really kashering. Elekim lechamuma lafus bo. It looks like you're heating it up to go and bake on it. Mashe'en came bebalua minivela, as opposed to if it absorbed iser, nivela, shetzorach libun gomor, there you need the real higher heat. Actually, you need sotsos, need tossing the matter. How high is that? That you see sparks coming off it. Then that nira kimisakin kli, that looks like you're fixing a utensil, and that you're not allowed to do. So if it's bala nevela, bala iser, you can't do libun gomor. But if it's only bala hetera, and you're changing from milchus to fleishus, so then you can do libun kal. And he says, af im lo efshalo labin meir yontif. What happens if you couldn't do this erev yontif? For example, kagon shenitra for yontif gufa. You use this, and you found that after it was a trefa on yontif. So gamkin also times that. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to go and do this. The issue foot number 17 brings down, even in regards to Kalim or Hagola that you weren't able to do beforehand, we do allow you to do it. So the Sharasion says that that's because they don't really look like they're Masakin Kli by either doing a Tvila or a Hagola. But here, by Libun Gomur, so it looks like you're really fixing the Kli. The other situation is just like you're rinsing out the Kli, so it's not so terrible to do Hagola. If you weren't able to do it before Yontif, and it got needing Hagola on Yontif. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, V'yesh me'achron shmekilim. There are those that are momeko. Kishiev shalol labim erev Yontif. If you couldn't do Libun Gomor on erev Yontif, they do allow you to do this. However, miyu akoponim l'kuliyama in lahoriz ket lachem. Even if you need to do it yourself, you're a Rav and you need to do it, you shouldn't paskin this for other people. And as we discussed, when it means ain morin kain, you shouldn't go paskin certain things because it could lead to a takala. Ukdela sif aleph in the Hagar, we discussed this already in the Shir. Sifkat and chafhei, miyad. The only reason you're allowed to do this, however, the only way you're allowed to do this is if you go and heat it up right now, and therefore you're using the heat for the libun to also bake or cook. In this situation, even if you could have done it beforehand, you're allowed to do this now because you need this heat anyway, and therefore you're allowed to do this. However, if you heat it up, kasher it, and then you let it cool down, and now and then you're going to go heat it up a second time to go do your baking or cooking, then everybody's going to see this and say, hey, why did he heat it up? He wasn't cooking anything. He wasn't baking anything. They'll understand that you were kashering, and therefore you shouldn't do it. And he says, in this situation, even if you couldn't do it on Erev Yontif, it would be forbidden. Now, according to the Mekilim, Muladasa, Yesh Mekilim, those that said that you would be allowed to do this, even if Shalol Labim Erev Yontif, when you weren't able to do this on Erev Yontif, they would also allow it over here. But ach ein lahoros kein lacherim b'chanal. But you still shouldn't publicly teach this. You shouldn't tell people to do this. Finally, brings down the Magen Avraham. Because of Magen Avraham, mikan masha shibachol mut lahagil kli mecholav l'vaser olifka. So it seems from this that the only problem is over here with Yontif, that you're doing unnecessary heating on Yontif. That implies that on a weekday you're allowed to go and change something from milchus to fleishus. However, he says the minig is not to. We don't do this. And he says, Ayin Shavu Natam, go look there for the reasoning. And if you look in the issue foot number 19, he tells us, because once people are allowed to do this, they're going to say, hey, it's expensive to have two sets of dishes. I'm only going to have one set of dishes. And therefore, I'll always just kasher. But you're going to make a mistake. You're going to forget which way you were going from. You're going from milchus to fleishus, fleishus to milchus. And you're going to end up using it for the wrong things. Ayin in the issue foot number 19 for the details. Then he says, the Prima Godin says that you're better off in this situation to actually, when you're changing from milk to the flesh, is to also make it trefa at the same time. And he says, and you can see this in the issue number 20, If you're doing Hagalah for Pesach purposes, to make it from Chometz Tikkun to Pesach, then you're all allowed to change from Basar to Cholav, because in this situation, lo hiskaven lagilim avrakach, because you're not doing this to change it from Milchus to Pesach, you're doing it from Chol, Chometz, to Pesach, and that we're not concerned that the rabbis didn't make such a gezerah. Now we go weiter. The Mechaber tells us, "Avolim haya balua minevela v'chayosu." But if there's iser that's bala, nevela that's bala inside of it, any other iser also labno, then you're not allowed to go do the libun on yontif. Afilu lefos bo dvar hati. Even to go cook something on yontif, you're still not allowed to do this. The Ramah adds, "Hagol v'adin the also lahagil kli biyontif." The Ramah tells us that we don't allow hagol. He brings it down from the Mordechai, and that goes by Monios. He brings down that we don't allow hagol on yontif. And the Mishmur explains as if called Chavav, Afilu Mrotz, Lishtamish Bakli, Achakach Litzorchantiv, even if you're going to use it on Yantiv. Because the Bishul may Hagola, Halo, Lo Havi Litzorch Ochel Nefesh. Because doing the Hagola, that wasn't for the Ochel Nefesh. It was done to Kashir it, Kima Hachshir Kli, Lishtamish Wachakach, to make the Kli kosher that you can use it. Vizel Yevshel, that's also be Erev Yantiv. And that you should have done on Erev Yantiv. However, in Lohia Efshal Akshira Kleli be Erev Yontif, you weren't able to do it on Erev Yontif. For example, Kagosh Nitrify Yom Uchi Agabna, it only became treif on Yontif. Then there are opinions. He brings this down in the Sharetzion and Oslam Ben Aleph for the Mogen of Rom, in the name of the Daki Moshe, also the Marshal, the Graz, the Chay Odom. They were all make like this. Rabin Meachronim Mekilim Mitzad Adin. They say that you are allowed to do this Mitzad Adin. The issue footnote number 22 does bring down from the Ramah. Mishnah Brura, Shinogu Shalala Hagil Shum Kli Kishu Ben Yomo. That we also have another problem here, because if it became a treif on Yantiv, then it's a Ben Yomo. And there we have a custom not to do Hagola on the Ben Yomo, because we're concerned that if you don't have 60 against it, Chashashem Lo Yigalenu Bishishim, if you don't have 60 against it, the Bliya that comes out is going to go back inside. And that's the problem with the Ben Yomo, that it's also on that day. You can't say Tam Lufgam. So therefore, the minhag is not to do a Ben Yomo type of utensil to kasher it. Mishmur continues, he says, "Ach in lahoris kein lachem v'chanal." Again, when you're taking advantage of these mumekel opinions, they're not for public consumption. Ochein, he says, "Im hoya lo mayim roskim." If you already have heated up water, shirsicha l'tzorach hachonefesh, you're boiling the water for coffee or soup. So then, mutu lahoros lachem l'hagben. Then you would even allow to go and tell them l'chatchila that they're allowed to do this. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, "Umutu l'labin shput." You're allowed to go and do libun on a spit. Shetzalu bo basur, that you had originally roasted meat on it. Shena maluach, even though the meat wasn't salted, so therefore there's blood absorbed into this. Veros alas of listles of a yontif, and you want to use it again for roasting on yontif. So he brings it down from the Marami Prague that you're allowed to go and do this. The Mishabur explains, as if kon chazayin, the kivin de medina ain't sarach libun v'hagola. Technically, you don't need to do libun or hagola on this spit. The minhag is to do it. So therefore, lo choshev tikkun kli adei libun. It's not a real tikkun kli over here. Umutter afilu haya bevsharo lelabno kodem yontif. He brings up the mugging of Rav and others that this would be permitted even if you could do it before yontif, because technically you don't need to do this, and therefore you're not really being mesakin mana. With that, we conclude today's shir.